Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The afternoon, so we have a shorter show, so there won't be a 1 o'clock segment until the Eagles already have made a draft pick and the first round is over. And today, instead of, you know, going somewhere and searching for a mock draft to break down, we're doing our own. We're having our own mock. Might be different than pick 22 if we don't pick 22. But we'll do our mocks up until pick 22. And then Kyle will make sure to jot these down. And then he'll grade us on Friday based on accuracy.
Oh, didn't nobody tell me he's getting graded?
Oh, we're getting graded.
All right, that's fine. I don't care.
It's the Mel Kiper Award.
The best mock draft. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. All right, I'll go first. Here we go. Number one. If we miss on number one, I think we're just dummies. Number one overall, the Chicago Bears are going to select Caleb Williams, quarterback out of USC. Number two, despite the Topgolf incident and his agent getting all upset, I think the Commanders are going to take Jaden Daniels, quarterback at LSU. So I got Daniels two to the Commanders. Number three, I have a trade. I'm have the New York Giants moving up and swapping with the Patriots. Giants up to three, and they select Drake May, quarterback out of North Carolina. Number four, I've also got a trade. I got the Vikings moving up to select J.J. McCarthy, so the Cardinals drop down. Number five, Chargers stay put and select Joe Alt, offensive tackle, Notre Dame. Number six, the Patriots now in this spot, and they get Marvin Harrison Jr. at six after the drop down because of the trade with the Giants. The Patriots get their receiver at six. Number seven, I have the Titans going Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU. Number eight, I got another little trade here. Cardinals move up from 11 to 8 to make sure they get one of the receivers, and they get Rome Odunze from Washington. Number nine, the Bears take the first defensive player in the draft, Byron Murphy, defensive tackle, Texas. At number 10, Tyleese Fuaga, offensive lineman, Oregon State, goes to the Jets. They got to protect Aaron Rodgers. Number 11, the Falcons, who traded back from 8, take Dallas Turner, pass rusher, from Alabama. And with the 12th pick, we've got ourselves an Eagles trade. I have the Philadelphia Eagles trading up from 22 to 12, surrendering one of their second-round picks, and they take Quinyon Mitchell, corner, out of Toledo.
So oh, that's pretty impressive.
My mock ends at 12. Quinyon Mitchell, quarterback, Toledo. They get all the intel from Sirianni's former roommate, the head coach of Toledo. So here's my mock. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Joe Alt, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Romeo Odunze, Byron Murphy, Fuaga, Dallas Turner, and then Quinyon Mitchell, number 12. 1, 2, 3, 4 quarterbacks. Hugh, what do you got?
You know what? I kind of made it easy myself because I feel like the player, you already know where I'm going with the player, but just to give you a little background about where I went with this, I just kind of stayed chalk because I feel like a lot of these teams are going to fall into lockstep with what my draft basically is. Number one, Caleb Williams, obviously. Number two, we got Jaden Daniels because the Commanders, Commodores, whatever you want to call them, they need a quarterback. And in a similar vein, I got J.J. McCarthy going to the Patriots.
Ooh, another Michigan quarterback.
Yeah, I got him going to the Patriots. Malik Nabers is going to be the first wide receiver off the board.
Ooh.
Then I have Marvin Harrison Jr. Because you know what's funny about this? Marvin Harrison Jr., as good as he is and as big as he is, ran like a 4.6, which is not like blazing speed. Pretty good speed, but not blazing speed. So then we got, for the Giants, we got Drake May. They take a quarterback. Then I got the Tennessee Titans taking Dallas Turner. Quinyon Mitchell ends up going to the A, going to the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, so he's off the board before the Eagles have a chance.
Yeah, he's off the board. He's off the board. They need a corner. Like to put him with the corner they already have from Clemson down there, I think that would be a good tandem with those guys. Number nine, Joe Alt, tackle, goes to the Bears.
So they're protecting Caleb Williams?
Yeah. And this guy, give me a minute now because his name is kind of hard to pronounce. Olumuyiwa.
Is that the tackle from Penn State?
Yeah, that's the tackle from Penn State.
We'll just call him the Penn State tackle.
Talese Fuaga, number 11, goes to another tackle. Goes to the Vikings. Rome Odunze, wide receiver, goes to the Denver Broncos. Troy Fatanu, another tackle, goes to the Raiders.
Yeah, Richie likes him.
Yeah. Now we get a little – this is where it gets a little interesting. At 15 – what did I –
You got to go to 14.
Yeah.
Saints.
Okay. The Saints got J.C. Latham, another tackle. He goes to the Saints from Alabama, yeah. Okay, now 15, if I'm doing this right.
Yeah, you're on 15.
Jed Verse, edge rusher, goes to the Colts. Terron Arnold, 16, Seattle cornerback. Byron Murphy, D lineman. Brian Thomas Jr., I should say, wide receiver. Tyler Guyton, tackle, goes to the Rams.
So we're at 19 now, Guyton to the Rams.
Yeah, Graham Barton, tackle, Pittsburgh. Leatu Latu goes to
Miami
Dolphins.
So that puts the Eagles on the board at 22. And
hey, guess who they're taking?
Who's the pick?
Brock Bowers, tight end.
Oh, you're falling, baby.
Brock Bowers, tight end, Georgia.
You know, as I was following along your mock, I kind of forgot about him. Like, it wasn't in my head that he was still sitting there.
Yeah, I kind of moved some things around in this mock a little bit.
You know, I'd be surprised if Bowers is there, but the way Hugh played it out, if he doesn't go to the Jets, and neither of us had him going to the Jets, I don't know where he fits. Now, I did see some mocks saying the Colts, because Steichen would like him, and they don't have a tight end. That'd be an interesting fit if he went to the Colts. But if he doesn't go to the Jets, because the Jets have been the most likely Bowers spot. If the Jets go O-line, we could see a Bowers fall, everybody. And then Hugh's going to get another Georgia Bulldog up
here. I ain't got nothing to do with it. Like, I know what people are going to say. I didn't go to Georgia, and I'm not trying to claim that I did, even though I lived
there. No, you're an honorary Bulldog.
No, I'm not. But I'm just saying, it makes sense. It makes sense. When you talk about a receiver and another pass catching individual, who was the tight end for the Detroit Lions?
Sam LaPorta.
LaPorta. I was about to say Portnoy. I was about to kill his name. He was huge for them this year.
He had 10 touchdowns.
Man, come on. Come on. Brock Bowers. We need that guy. We need that outlet player for Jalen Hurts. We need that guy.
All right. There's the mock-offs. We'll see who's more accurate tomorrow evening in the first round of the NFL draft.
Obviously, LQ's better.
Well, because they get a pass catcher.
Yeah.
Instead of getting, you know,
what they need
a star corner who could change this defense for years to come. That's all. I mean, that's fine. I mean, you guys go your way, and I'll go mine. 215-592-9494. Obviously, tomorrow night, and we're going to have our draft show starting at 6 tomorrow, the quarterbacks are the story. I mean, we know Caleb Williams is going one, and then after that, it's a question of how many go super high. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if 5 go in the first round.
Somebody's going to be ranked at the quarterback position. What I mean is reach. They're going to reach for a quarterback. It always happens, man, because that's the position. Like I said, that moves the meter for most people. And it's going to be one where a guy's going to be reached. He's going to be reached for at that position, and he's probably going to struggle a little bit.
Penix and the Raiders I've seen a lot. I wonder if that's the reach. Because some people think he's a second-round pick. Some people think I think he's a good player, but he might go as high as 13. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Dennis in Mount Laurel is up next. What's up, Dennis?
Yo, EG and high definition. How you boys doing?
Hey, Dennis.
Man? First, before I get to the sports, I want to talk about the senior driving. Because I am a senior. No, I'm not 80, but I am a senior. And I would be an advocate for anybody at the age of 70 or higher to take a driving test. Not a written, but a regular road test. Because I had to do that with my father, but that's never going to happen because no politician is going to bring up, you know, to do that because of the 50 million plus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Seniors who would vote him out of office.
And Dennis, I totally get that. And I'm sure when I'm older, I will fight
feel
back.
Different.
Yeah, of course. When my kids try to take my keys away, I'm going to be angry. I totally get that.
Yeah, but there are a lot of issues. You know, I get behind somebody who's my age, but not with my dexterity. They won't turn red, right on red, and all that other stuff. I get all that, but it ain't never going to happen.
You are likely right. Dennis, what are you thinking here? Can you tell these guys they're crazy about a receiver in the first round?
Well, I got to qualify that. These four positions, tight end, if it's a really good tight end, you could use them for a double tight end set. You could use them because our tight end goes down a lot, and you could use him as an extra blocker for Saquon. But tight end, defensive back, linebacker, or edge rusher, whichever is the best athlete in those four positions, that's who I would take.
Well, the part about Goddard's injuries is interesting. You know, Hugh, a caller brought that up last hour, too. It is true. I mean, Goddard has had a lot of issues the last couple of years staying on the field. Dennis, it won't surprise me if they do take a tight end in this draft. Like, we're at that age with Goddard where, you know.
It sounds like that might be the case.
Yeah, the next guy. Next man up. I don't think it's going to be the first round, but it wouldn't surprise me if the second or third round we get a tight end in here. It feels like it's time.
I don't know if I've ever asked you this trivia question. Who's the man with the most home runs in the 1950s?
Okay, let me think through this quickly. My guess is, off the top of my head, you got Mantle, you got Mays, you got Aaron. How about Eddie Matthews?
All good choices, but it's Duke Snider because he played at his peak for all of it. Willie and Mickey, those guys, 50, 51, and 52, hardly had any impact at all.
Yeah, Dennis is a good one. He was not on top of my mind, but it's obviously a good one. Dennis, always good for the trivia question.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.